Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 12 and 13. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, where the Word of God says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. And what we see in that passage of Scripture is that the elder Paul is speaking to the younger Timothy concerning how he should live his Christian life. Paul was, as it were, discipling Timothy, and he was telling him that if you are going to truly reflect Christianity, there are certain principles that must be seen in your life. And this truly is applicable to you and to me today, no matter what our age may be. Yes, in this text originally, the elder Paul was speaking to the younger Timothy, but the fact of the matter is, as believers, we are always to be the right kind of an example for Jesus Christ to others who are around us in the six areas in which we find the Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy. Note what those six areas are. We are to be an example of believers, that is, an example of the Lord Jesus Christ in word, that is, in our speech and language. Does our speech and language always exalt the Lord Jesus? Is it based upon biblical truth, or is it the vernacular of the world? In what we say, we should reflect who Jesus Christ is. Then it says, in our conversation. That word conversation is an old English word that means behavior. In other words, our lifestyle is to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says, in charity. Now, charity here speaks of the highest form of love, which is sacrificial love. The fact of the matter is, as Christians, we are to be loving others sacrificially, even as God loved us and sent his Son Jesus Christ into the world to provide salvation for us. Then it goes on to say that we are to be an example in spirit. Now, if you look in your Bible there, you see that the word spirit is using the lowercase s, so it's not talking about the Holy Spirit, but rather talks about an attitude. In other words, our attitudes are to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we are to be an example in faith, that is, in depending upon and being faithful in trusting the Lord on a day-by-day basis. And then finally, we are to be an example in purity, that is, seeing to it that our life is separated from sin, and that sin truly is an exception in our life rather than the rule. These are six principles that Paul shared with Timothy concerning how to be an example of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are very applicable to you and to me today. We are to be a representative, an example of Christ in our word, in our conversation, in our charity, in our spirit, in our faith, and in our purity. May it be so in each and every one of our lives that we may represent Jesus Christ in the world around us in the way that will be pleasing to him and in the way that will be glorifying to God. Father, I thank you for this admonition that Paul gave to Timothy that we can apply to our lives today. It is my prayer that each and every one of us will be the example of Jesus Christ that you would have us to be for your glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.